Proverbs tells us, my child, if you accept my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding, if you cry out for insight, if you raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver, search for it like a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. As I mentioned, today is graduation Sunday. We celebrate. May is the month of graduations, people completing high school and college and trade programs, and we celebrate with all of them. We pause today for those in our lives, our friends and family, to recognize and celebrate with them, for they are completing one part of their journey. They've reached a milestone, a marker on their path, an accomplishment, a success. We praise them and congratulate them for making it to this point, as we also support them and love them for whatever comes next. That is the point of these moments. This is an end for Victoria. On Thursday, it will be the end of her high school career. High school will be over. And while it's a finish to that one stage, it is also simultaneously a beginning. Something new is about to happen. Something new is about to occur. And she finishes this one stage, prepares for whatever comes next, and next, and next. What an amazing time. Think back to when you were 18 years old, finishing high school. Do you remember that overwhelming feeling of accomplishment, that overwhelming feeling of completion, coupled with crippling anxiety and anticipation about what's supposed to happen next? Right? We thought we were ready. We thought we knew it all. I was never more brilliant than when I was 18. I was the smartest person I knew. Certainly smarter than those two old people I had to live with, right? Certainly smarter than them. I had it all planned out. I'm going to do this next, and then this, and then that. Voila, presto, all tied up with a neat little bow. There's my life. How simple could it be? But look at your life today. Look back at that moment when you were 18, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. The journey between here and there. The plan you had at 18, did it all work out like you thought? Did it all happen according to plan? It was like on cruise control, right? You didn't even have to look at the road hardly. Or were there some twists and turns in there? Were there some unexpected detours, some U-turns you weren't anticipating, some moments where you just threw up your hands and said, I have no idea where I am or where I'm going? There's a saying in boxing: everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. It's a good saying, right? It refers to the meticulous planning and training that goes on to get ready for a fight. You analyze your opponent's weaknesses and strengths. You coordinate a plan of attack for how to maximize on their shortcomings and hopefully minimize your faults so you can win the fight. You notice that your opponent is slow to defend their left side after the jab. When they throw the jab, they drop their left hand and it leaves their jaw vulnerable. So you devise a plan. During the fight, you will sweep to the right so that when that happens, when the jab comes, you can dodge. Knowing the jaw is open, you can come back with an overhand right of your own and make contact. You work at it. You train. You practice for weeks and weeks, getting it down, getting it right. Finally, fight night arrives, you step into the ring, and you touch gloves, and they ring the bell, and you get punched in the mouth. And all that planning, and all that training, and all that preparation goes out the window. Now it's just a fight for survival. Isn't that a lot of what life is like? We have a plan, right? When I was 18, I had a plan. If you asked me what it was, I could lay out in details like a 13-point plan, right? There were subparagraphs, and it was awesome. It was a great plan. Great plan. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to this training. I'm going to go to this preparation. I'm going to do this for 2 years, for 4 years, for 7 years. Then I'm going to get this job. I'm going to move to that city. I'm going to find the perfect spouse, of course, who worships the ground that I walk on. And we're going to have our 2.5 kids and a dog and a cat, because we're one of those types of families. And I'm going to advance in my work. I'm going to get promotions. I'm going to buy a nice house in the suburbs. I'm going to raise the kids. Someday I'm going to retire. I'm going to play golf and sip margaritas. And that is my life. When we step off this moment at 18 onto that path, and life says, welcome to adulthood, and punches us in the mouth. And now it's just a fight for survival. I had a friend when I was in high school. I knocked this thing out there. It was a good jab. I had a friend when I was in high school. She was a rodeo queen. She rode barrels. I grew up in a very small town in southern Iowa. And she was in the rodeo from like the moment that she was in diapers. They had her in the rodeo. I think she was named Rodeo Queen like 27 times in 18, I don't know how many times, it was a lot. But she was a small town cowgirl. She went to Iowa State University, which fit, because that's a cow college, so, you know, it all goes together well. And she studied veterinary medicine. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to work with horses, work with animals. And while she was finishing up her last year of college, she met a wonderful man whom she loved dearly and who loved her dearly. He was in medical school. He was also in the Army. The Army was paying for him to go to medical school. And so they got married after she graduated from college. He still had a couple years left in medical school. He finished up medical school. And the great thing about this program is the Army will pay to send him to medical school. That's fantastic. And then they say, congratulations, you owe us the next 6 years. And they send him to be an Army doctor somewhere, right? And so he graduated from medical school, and they said, congratulations, we need you in England. And all of a sudden, this small-town girl who had never left the state of Iowa very much in her life, she had to move to England. She had to leave behind her friends, and particularly behind her horses. I think she dreaded leaving the horses behind more than the friends and family, to be quite honest with you. But there is no way at 18 years old she looked out into life and said, that's going to happen. She had no clue. But it was the best 6 years of her life. She loved it. It changed her fundamentally to go and live overseas, to experience a different culture, different people. And you talk to her today, and she just glows about that time in her life. She wants to go back. She loved it so much. Trust me when I say, when we're 18, we don't know. We don't know really what we want to do yet. We're 18. We don't know what life is going to throw at us. We don't know what curves and twists and turns are going to come. But man, we take that step, don't we? We step out onto that path. We say, man, I can't wait to see what comes next. 18 is kind of that special age. It's that moment in our society when we recognize a person transitioning from a child to an adult. At 18, you can serve in the military. You can be sent to war. At 18, you jump up into a different insurance bracket, right? It's no longer 17 and under, it's 18 to 24, right? You think that's going to last forever, and then one day you find yourself in 50 plus, and you're not even sure what's happening. Somehow, we expect 18 to be like a threshold that everyone steps over, and magically they're just an adult now. And I got to tell you, that isn't fair, and it isn't right, and I'm sorry. But it's just what it is. Our sons and daughters, our grandsons and granddaughters, our nieces and nephews and neighbor kids, are taking that first step today of this month over that threshold, having finished one stage, now they step into life and try to prepare for what comes next. And some of it is going to be amazing and wonderful and unbelievable, and some of it is not going to go according to plan. And that's okay. Life lays this out before us, and man, it's going to take you to places that you haven't even dreamed of yet. It's going to take you to choices you haven't even considered. Your life lays out before you right now like a vast adventure waiting to be undertaken. You know that feeling when you're getting ready for a big trip? Right? You're planning, you're preparing, you're packing, you're getting ready to go. The day's coming closer, the hour when you're going to leave. You can feel that anticipation, that hope that's bubbling up within you, that feeling of expectation that just comes over you. That is where these young people are today. Their whole life is laid out before them, and today they take the next step. And we get to be there with them, loving them, supporting them, cheering them. And as much as you can't see what is coming, what might happen next, what blind curves and unexpected detours might be waiting, you also know there will be unforeseen success, unplanned joys, fantastic discoveries along the way of who you are and where you are. Into all of this, we step today with our hopes and dreams for our graduates. We congratulate this moment, we ask about their plans for the future, and we pray that the next few steps go as they hope. What is it we can send them with on this journey that's going to comfort them, that's going to travel with them, that's going to be with them, no matter where they find themselves, no matter what might happen? What can we gift them that will serve them when this road goes off plan, when they find themselves lost and weary, or when they stumble into luck and fortune? What can go with them? My hope is, as our loved ones take this step today, my hope is that we send faith with them for the journey. The faith that they have seen in us, the faith that we have lived in Jesus Christ, the faith that we have put on every day for our journey, that is what we can give them. That is what we can impart to them. What gift we can hand to them and say, take this. I don't know what the road's going to hold, but this is going to help. As we look back at our journey, where we were when we were 18, the choices we made, the plan that we had, where we actually ended up, what did we have on that journey? What helped us? What supported us? What guided us? What brought us back to here? What was with us no matter the path? It was our faith. Now, we give this knowing that you may not use it at first. I didn't. I turned 18, I went away to college, I stopped going to church. I'd grown up in church from the time that I was about 10 years old to about 18. My mom was a church organist. So I was at church on Sunday mornings. We were at church on Sunday nights. We were at church on Wednesday nights. When I turned 18, I went away to college, and I discovered that you can sleep in on Sunday morning. I had no idea. Now, obviously, it's because I was up studying Saturday night. Late. Saturday nights are for libraries. But I left church. I didn't go. From the time I was 18 till I was 24, I didn't go to church. Every once in a while, I stumbled into church when I was with my parents. It was Christmas or Easter or something like that. I didn't go to church. I turned 24, we had our daughter, Abigail. And all of a sudden, I began to realize the choices I was making on my path were now affecting her as well. And I knew that my path had been pretty bumpy. My path had not gone according to plan. And her path was not going to go according to plan, probably. So she was going to need something for that journey. And so we started going back to church. It was another 7 years before I decided that maybe I wanted to be a minister, accept that call that God was placing. But I didn't get here directly. What we're giving you is this gift of faith to take with you. We don't know where your road's going to take you. I can't tell you what you're going to run into. I hope that it's full of nothing but joys and blessings. But life is rarely like that. So we give you this faith that as you're on the journey, you have this thing, this grace, this love. So when life punches you in the mouth, and it probably will, even if you're lost, even if you're wandering, even if you don't recognize where you are, maybe, just maybe, you'll remember that there's a place where you're loved and accepted, where you're forgiven and embraced, a place where you can find that sure ground to stand on, a place where you can find peace and hope. Maybe, just maybe, if you find yourself in a dark place on this journey, a lonely place, a faraway place, maybe you'll remember that you can always come home again. Not necessarily home to this particular place, this particular people, this particular church, but home to this faith, this feeling, this relationship with God. The journey that ends and begins today is fantastical. It is amazing. You are going to learn things and discover things about yourself that you never knew. You are going to have amazing adventures and successes. And you're going to stumble sometimes and fall. You have a plan, I'm sure. And some of that's going to work out. And some of it isn't. And that's okay. But we need you to know this. No matter where you go, no matter what happens, no matter where you find yourself, God is always with you on that journey, and you can always